This evening's reading is from John chapter 3, verses 1 through to 17. In your church Bibles, this will be found on page 1065. Now, there was a Pharisee, a man named Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the signs you are doing if God were not with him." Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can someone be born again when they are old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely they cannot enter a second time into their mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless they are born of water and spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sounds, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." "How can this be?" Nicodemus asked. "You are Israel's teacher," said Jesus, "and you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and we testify to what we have seen, but still you people do not accept our testimony. I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? No one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him."
Do you know, we've all got this idea that God is a God of love. Even people that know nothing about God have this idea that if there is a God, then he should be a loving God. But the thing is, we're very selfish. And we all want things for ourselves. We all like having, I've got some toys in here. There we are, toys. We like having toys and gadgets. So there's a mobile phone there. And of course, sweets. There we are. Okay. But there we are, the sweet. But, you know, we think that if God doesn't give us everything we want, then it's like empty promises. It's like God doesn't really care about us at all. But actually, the Bible says that we don't deserve any of those things, any good things at all. In fact, in the time of Noah, God was so upset with everyone, he just got rid of everyone. And there was only one family, Noah's family, that actually wanted to please God at all. But now, God has given us a chance. God's given us so much. For instance, God has given us the world that we live in. He's given us the mountains and trees and forests and animals and plants and flowers. God has given us this world with so much beauty. And yes, it's a broken world because we've turned our backs on God. We've said no to God. But God, in the middle of the chaos, has put beauty in our world. So he's given us a world, but also God has given us our lives. God has given us the breath in us so that we can love him, so that we can love this world he's put us in. And actually, instead of complaining about what God hasn't given us, we have the opportunity on this earth to thank God for what he has given us with every breath. So he's given us our world, he's given us our lives, but also he's given us, well, he provides for us every day. He gives us what we need. And you say, well, that's not right. There are lots and lots of starving people in the world. God doesn't give us what we need, does he? And actually, do you know there's enough food in the world to feed everyone? But we're greedy. We grab it all for ourselves. Most of the world's food is grabbed by a tiny proportion of the people in this world. Because we've turned our backs on God. We've said, no, I don't want to do it your way. We want stuff for ourselves. But you know, God loves this world. God loves you. And there's one more thing that God wants to give to his people. He wants us to be able to be friends with Jesus. He wants us to be able to know Jesus and to be friends with him. And so God sent his son into the world because he loves the world so much. Jesus died to take the punishment for all those bad things you say and do and think, for saying no to God. Jesus took that on himself, but he didn't stay dead. He came to life again so that you and I could have life in all its fullness. Do you know, in the time of Noah, God destroyed the world. But God didn't just destroy it forever. He allowed one family to come and to populate the earth again. And he said, he gave Noah the sign of a rainbow. And he said, I will never flood the earth again. From now on, I'm going to give everyone the opportunity to know me. And so we've now got our lives, our whole lives, that we can find out. We can find God. We can know God. We can say sorry to him. When you die, it'll be too late. You've got one life. But God's greatest gift to you is that instead of wiping you out, instead of getting rid of you, he's given you the opportunity to know him, to love him, and to live your life for him now, so that you have the hope of glory, the hope of living in heaven forever with him when you die. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that your promise of loving the world was not just empty words, but you have given us the opportunity to enjoy the world you've put us in. But more than that, you've given us the opportunity to know you, even though we don't deserve it, even though we've turned our backs on you. You came into our world so that we could live forever with you, starting now and going on into eternity in heaven. Thank you for your gift of Jesus. Amen.